smarter than a fifth grader. All right, kids, you ready to meet your new classmate? You might know him as the character Shelby Forthright in the hit movie Wally. He attended Lamont Elementary School. Welcome, Fred Willard!
Welcome to the show, and you're playing for charity, huh?
Yes.
Do you want to tell everybody who you're playing for?
Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Los Angeles.
And they do great things. Yes, great things.
All right.
Well, let me tell you.
What a team I have here.
This is the good thing. We put you up with a good team, and we let you cheat in here. Isn't that some good
news?
Yes. Because it's been a few years since you were in the fifth grade.
Yes.
Me as well. Yeah. You get to cheat off these smart fifth graders. Let me introduce them to you. We have Kamani, Taylor, and Kevin. All right, Fred, pick one of them. Let's get started here. Kevin, come on up here. We're going to take a test.
All right.
10 subjects, first grade through the fifth grade. You can answer them in any order you like. First grade questions are worth $500. Fifth grade questions are worth $5,000. We get through these 10. I have a bonus question that can multiply your winnings by 10. You could turn this $25,000 into $250,000.
That'd be pretty good.
It would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful. You ready?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's find out. Is Fred Willard smarter than a fifth grader? All right, it's time to pick a subject.
Well, Fifth grade U.S. geography.
Here's the fifth grade U.S. geography question. Crater of Diamonds State Park has the only U.S. diamond mine open to the public. In what state is it located? Crater of Diamonds State Park has the only U.S. diamond mine open to the public. In what state is it located? Kevin has locked in his answer.
I am going to copy his answer. I have full confidence in him, and he answered quick. So
he answered quick, and have you ever been to the Crater of Diamonds?
No, I have
State
not.
Park? My wife, if she had known about that, that's where our honeymoon would have been.
Oh, right. I will copy Kevin's answer.
Copy Kevin's answer. All right. If you'd had to guess, do you have any guess at all?
I would guess Colorado.
Not too far away, Arkansas.
Oh. Right.
Arkansas is the answer. Take a look at the board. Your 10-year-old classmate, Kevin, said, Arkansas! Good job! Slap it, shoot it, defeat it, yeah! All right, where would you like to go next, friend?
Music!
Fifth grade music?
Yeah!
Let's take fourth grade history.
The fourth grade U.S. history question is this. North and South Carolina are named for what king of England? North and South Carolina are named for what king of England? All right. Kevin has locked in his answer.
I will guess, and I will not use Kevin, I will guess King Charles.
Well, let's see if Kevin can save you, because Kevin did very well on the first question. Take a look at the board. Kevin said King Charles, so he cannot save you if that is not the correct answer.
I'm sweating, guys. What is it?
Carolina is the Latin derivation of the word Charles. You're absolutely right. $500 already. Already.
Kevin says fifth grade music.
Fifth grade music? Well, you were in A Mighty Wind and.
That's right.
Yeah.
But when you get into Bach and Beethoven, I'm not sure who's who there. But Kevin is fifth grade music.
He feels right. Confident. You like that? Fifth grade music. Fred, a correct answer could take your winnings to $13,500. Here it is. Which American folk singer, born in 1912, wrote and recorded the classic song, This Land Is Your Land? which American folk singer born in 1912 wrote and recorded the classic song, This Land Is Your Land? Kevin has locked in his answer.
I will stand on my own on this, which could be the biggest mistake I made today.
And I will tell you this, it's not Spinal Tap.
Oh, okay. I will say it was the wonderful Pete Seeger.
Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger is absolutely wrong. Which American folk singer born in 1912 wrote and recorded the classic song, This Land Is Your Land? Woody Guthrie.
Oh, yes.
Woody Guthrie. So, if he said Woody Guthrie,
oh,
you
could
have 13,500.
He could save
you.
Me.
Take a look at the board. Our fifth grader, Kevin, said Woody Guthrie! It is a celebrity edition. Fred Willard is here tonight playing for charity and doing well, 3 for 3 so far.
Well, yes.
$13,500. All right. Time to pick another classmate, Fred.
Animal signs. All right, yes.
Taylor, come on up here. All right.
And we're going to start out with the toughest one for me on the board, which is fourth grade measurements.
Fourth grade measurements?
That's going to be
how you
tough
feel
seat.
About that?
You're good
she
with
said
that?
She feels good, yeah. It's worth $3,500. Here is the fourth grade measurements question. How many minutes are in one day? How many minutes are in one day?
How long do I have?
All right, Taylor has locked in her answer. And I know the answer to this because when I'm with my in-laws, I count every single one of them.
I say 1,440. I'll stick with that.
This was the thing that scared you the most. Measurements.
Yes.
Scared you more than anything.
Yes.
You said 1,440.
Yes.
So you're doing the math on
right
the
here,
board
I wore
there.
My fingernail down. I wore a hole in the board.
Fred, the actual answer is 1,440. You're exactly right. Look at you, the one that scared you.
That scared me. That measurements
hard.
Can get into liters and
yes,
milliliters
exactly.
And microliters and whatever.
Where would you like to go next?
Let's go with my partner's animal science.
Animal science.
I can't even imagine what that is, but let's see what that is.
Here's the third grade question. True or false? We like true or false. Giraffes have the same number of vertebrae in their necks as humans. True or false? Giraffes have the same number of vertebrae in their neck as humans. Taylor has locked in her answer.
I'll have to take a peek. I'll
you
use it
peek?
Now.
Lock that in. Peek.
I can take
peek.
A peek.
Peek, all right. True or false? Giraffes have the same number of vertebrae in their necks as humans. Your fifth grade classmate Taylor said, true. Oh, you did a little giraffe neck there, too. I like that.
I will take true.
True. Now, it seems impossible.
It does seem impossible.
Humans have seven vertebrae in
yes.
their neck.
Giraffes must have 50.
Giraffes have seven vertebrae
that's
in
right.
their neck. The answer is true. Yes! Boo! Yes! All right, Taylor has to return to the classroom.
Thank you.
Nice job, Taylor.
We've used all our cheats, but we've gotten the hardest questions out of the way,
That's
Fred.
That's what you think. All right. It's tough so far, but first grade math, I'm driving it. Well, I got to go to the third grade astronomy.
Third grade astronomy? All right. It's worth $2,500. It could take your total to $22,000. The third grade astronomy question is this. Kevin is on planet Mercury. Roughly how many Earth days will a complete full orbit of the sun take him? 28 days, 88 days, or 148 days?
You know, I got a little rule of thumb. When you see a multiple choice, I'm gonna go for the center one and say 88 days.
All right, I will tell you this, Fred. It is not a 28 days.
It's not 28?
No, it's not 28.
No.
Actually, the right answer is 88 days. You're absolutely right. How about that? How about that?
That rule of thumb,
you are still on your way to a $250,000. We'll be right back right after this. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Fred Willard is 6 for 6 on the old test. We have first grade and second grade questions.
Let's,
Social studies is the toughest one for me now.
Second grade social studies. The correct answer is worth $1,000 more.
Better than anti-social studies. Let's see what they got.
Here is the question. Which of these words appears in the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance? Divisible, indivisible, invincible. Which of these words appears in the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance? Divisible, indivisible, invincible.
I will say indivisible.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. You're absolutely right, Fred. Look at that.
All right, we're getting down a little more of my, spelling.
Second grade spelling. Were you a good speller?
Yes, pretty good.
All right, the second grade spelling question worth $1,000 is this. Come on, Cal. How many times does the letter U appear in the following word? Punctuation. How many times does the letter U appear in the word punctuation?
I think I know. I'm just. Two.
Wow. That was fast.
Well,
let's count the U's. P U N C T U A T I O N. Two. Get Fred another $1,000. What are you thinking, family?
Excellent.
Doing great, huh?
Excellent.
First grade. Well, I always tell them I have a first grade education. So let's try English.
First grade English. All right. It is worth $500. Don't answer too quickly, okay? Here's the question. In the English alphabet, what letter comes between V and X? In the English alphabet, what letter comes between V and X?
I will say, no, I'm second thinking. That's so.
But W.
V and W in the English alphabet?
You didn't think about U?
I think U is on that side, and then W, we go on, unless that's, but the English, you never know what they're, they put U in every other word.
They're color, wacky.
But I'm sticking with V. I'm sorry, W. I did say,
he said
we have
W.
witnesses, I did say W.
We have witnesses. In the English alphabet, what letter comes between V and X? It is W. We're still looking at $250,000. This is getting exciting. We'll be right back.
here's today's extra credit question. What's the average age most Americans think a man should be when he gets married? Is it A, 35, B, 30, or C, 27? Before the break, we asked, what's the average age most Americans think a man should be when he gets married? The answer is C, 27. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Fred Willard. Look at this, 9 for 9. $24,500.
They add up to $25,000, Jeff.
If you put the two of them together, they do. Oh, no, that's not your first grade math question. That would have been great, wouldn't it?
That would have been nice, yes.
First grade math. Here's the question, Fred.
Oh, Lord.
If you have two pairs of shoes and buy two more pairs of shoes, how many total shoes do you have? If you have two pairs of shoes and buy two more pairs, how many total shoes do you have? With my wife, it wouldn't matter because nothing would go with what she was wearing that night.
Well, it is. Am I crazy, kids? It's eight. Eight shoes.
The right answer is eight. You got it, Fred. Look at that. You aced the test. Look at that. Standing ovation. How about that?
Four,
six,
eight.
Ten. 2 times 4 is 8. Fred. And you're playing for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Los Angeles.
I bet they could do a lot with $25,000.
Yes.
You did a terrific job.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Just
ran the table.
Thank you.
I have one more question.
Yes, yes.
If you elected to answer this question and got it right, it would multiply your winnings by 10, turning that $25,000 into $250,000. I will tell you this, they are always fifth grade questions.
Yes.
No more first grade questions. I will show you the subject.
Subject, all right.
The subject of today's bonus question is this. World geography.
Oh.
If you went for it and you missed it, you'd give the money back, but are you smarter than a fifth grader? Because you're over $2,500, would give $2,500 to the charity.
I think I'm going to take the $25,000. I think I'm going to take the $25,000.
Drop out of school.
Oh, I am dropping out of school.
There we go. All right. Normally, I don't recommend that. Today, I applaud it.
These kids sure didn't do it.
But instead, Big Brothers, Big Sisters has got
$25,000.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
now, one last thing I need for you to do. I'm such a fan, but I need you to confess something that, that so many before you have had to confess.
My name is Fred Willard, and I have played very intelligent people in the movies and TV, but I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
It's pretty darn smart. We'll see you next time. Take care.